there. You're listening to Earth in Tune. I'm your host, Janice. This is the second chapter of the rain version of the show. I'm going to open the show with band members from the Eugene-based group called Cross Current. Ken Zimmerman, Steve Gibson, and Rosanna Costello are here to talk about themselves, the band, and the song I Love the Rain. So let's start with you, Ken. Why don't you tell us about yourself and how you got started in music?
Well, thanks for having us here, Janice. And I've been playing, you know, my guitar and writing songs since I can remember, almost since I was a teenager. But I really didn't start in music as far as performing and stuff until this character, Steve Gibson down here, sort of prodded me and encouraged me to take some songs I've been writing and start sharing them more. So it's been about 20 years or so since I've been doing music a little more and writing songs a little more seriously. And we started our band, what, about 8 years ago now? But, you know, I was not a musician professionally. I was a community college teacher, actually, was my job. I'm now retired.
Yeah, and so, Steve, what is your background? How'd you get started?
Well, like Ken, I always played guitars and always kind of wrote songs a little bit. And then he and I started hanging out together, and eventually we decided to actually form the group after we'd done, a couple of open mics together. But one thing we decided is that we had to have some kind of a message in most of what we did, and we wanted to do mostly original material, so that put us on the spot. We've done probably more benefits than we've done any other kind of playing. So,
what kind of benefits do you do?
I think you could probably say it's wide open. We've done them for animal care. Yeah, we've done some for the Egan Warming Centers here. We've for a regional trail clearing group.
So you've been together, you said, for 8 years?
That's about right, yeah. Yeah, we were originally a duo, and then it just added so much more to have Rosanna's voice and her songs, too. She's writing some beautiful songs. So,
tell us about your background, Rosanna.
Yeah, well, I started playing guitar fairly young. My dad and I took guitar lessons when I was 10 years old, and so I've been playing since, but never really wrote much. And most of my playing was solo. And then I met Steve, and he invited me to join their weekly music gatherings. And it took me about 4 or 5 years to finally connect with them. We started all playing music together. And at some point, he and Ken invited me to join the band. And so at that point, I started writing more songs. I had written a couple of songs, but I really started writing in earnest and realized, boy, I need to practice. It's been a joy.
Now, I imagine that during the pandemic, you haven't done as much playing in front of people.
We really decided that the pandemic was, you know, an opportunity to pull back a little bit, and we're kind of waiting it out to get back on stage, I think.
So do you write mostly songs about the environment and nature?
I think, you know, we cover a lot of different topics. Steve's written just a ton of songs, beautiful songs about homeless people and the conditions that lead to homelessness.
One thing that I've been doing lately, during the pandemic, Peter Eberhardt in Eugene started this award called the Oregon Blackberry Award. He suggested maybe some music would be good as part of the award. It's just given to local citizens, and then I wrote a song that goes along with the award. So I've been doing that, giving it to some of the local folks that deserve it. Some people that lead in homelessness or different areas, you know, some of the people that fight climate change and things.
For our band especially, we felt like there should be a social importance. You know, we didn't want to perform and write just sort of for our own selves, but it's always important that there be a message or a, you know, kind of purpose behind what we're doing, I think.
So how many albums have you produced?
We've recorded two.
And I see that your music is available on several platforms, including Apple, Pandora, YouTube, and Spotify.
Yep. But we are really glad to see artists like Neil Young taking a stand, you know,
definitely
using his voice to say something socially. I think it's great.
So the song that we're going to feature is on your album called Going to Lift My Voices, and it was your first album produced in 2015.
Yeah, sadly, that album doesn't feature Rosanna.
Listeners will have heard one of your songs that did feature Rosanna during chapter 22 of the water version of the show called Cold, Cold Water.
It features Rosanna, actually opens that song in a really nice mandolin solo.
Steve, are you currently fully a musician or do you have another profession?
I am fully retired. So I got into music and thankfully I didn't have to try and make a living as a musician because I don't know if I would have been good enough. And that's a hard life. And I always look in awe at musicians who are able to sustain themselves with their musical abilities, because these days especially, that's not an easy thing to be able to do. And it takes a lot of dedication. So previously I worked for a couple of big corporations in the IT realms. And that's actually, it was after that that I was able to concentrate more on the music and it became more a part of my life. Ken and I have started this group of people that get together and sing on Wednesdays. And that's been well over 20 years ago that we started this group. And there's, you know, 80 people in it. In the summertime, we'll be back together again, several of us, you know, and just get together and sing songs.
And Rosanna, are you currently employed?
I am recently retired last April from a 34-year career with the U.S. Forest Service. And I was EIS analyst. So I worked a lot with the wildlife biologists and everybody. I was provided a mapping and data service for several forests in southwestern Oregon. And I was writing music prior to that. After retiring, I was able to focus a little more on the music. And interestingly enough, a number of my songs tend to come to me in like the early morning hours, almost complete in dreams. The bulk of my writing kind of happens in the early morning hours. And then sometimes by noon that same day, the song will be done.
So Ken, tell us what inspired you to write the song, how you came up with the lyrics.
Yeah, you know, the I Love the Rain really was, came from me thinking about the problem of environmental politics, which is if people don't care about the natural world, they don't fix it. You know, they don't really take care of it. And so, I felt like one of the roles that music can play is to show that emotional connection with the natural world. And so it seemed very, a good way to approach that was a sort of non-political song just about how maybe something that a lot of people might not love or might, you know, think, it's the rainy season. Seemed very natural way to say how important rain is and how beautiful it is in a way, you know. And it was me sitting out in my cabin, you know, watching the rain fall too as well, and feeling the feelings that are in the song.
We need some rain right now.
You know, I wrote that song back about 2000, probably maybe almost 20 years ago. We're more and more aware of climate change. You know, I think a song like that maybe has even more resonance now. I mean, there is another side to it, though, which is it's easy to love the rain when you have a roof over your head. And if you don't have a roof over your head, the rain is an annoyance.
Do you have any upcoming projects that you're putting together?
During the pandemic, both Ken and Steve produced solo albums, which are both really wonderful. Steve's is a great collection of songs regarding homelessness. And Ken's is called Sunset Blues. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful solo effort.
And Steve's album is called
I Ain't Got No Home. And I wanted a place to collect all of my songs about homelessness. I have so many of them. And it's not really a happy album, but was what I needed to do. And then during the pandemic, when people would buy it in town, I would bicycle it around to their houses. And if they donated extra money, then I'd give them a little driveway concert. All the funds went to Food for Lane County.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. But again, one of the ways music can play a role is to enhance people's feelings, you know, to really get people to recognize the situation and to feel more empathy towards people that are stuck in that situation. So I think the music's really valuable in connecting people to that political issue, even though it doesn't solve it.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for being here. I really appreciate you taking the time.
No problem.
And thank you.
Let's listen to your song, I Love the Rain.
It's the end of summer and the rain is coming. It's the end of summer and the rain is coming. Here comes the rain. Here comes the rain. Here comes the rain. I love the rain. 'cause the hills are green and the trees are growing and the grass is high and the river's flowing on. Oh, I love the rain. Cascadia was born in the pouring rain. It shaped her hills and it fertilized her plains. Oh yeah, I love the rain. Now the fire's warm, there's coffee brewing, and there's no one here but me and you. And let's just stay in bed, listen to the rain. Let's stay in bed all day and listen to the rain. I wanna whisper in your ear again. I love the rain. There's no reason to despair. There's no reason to go. I love the rain. Jumping and there's food on the table, there's music thumping on. Oh, I love the rain. Cascadia was born in the pouring rain. It shaped her hills and it fertilized her plains. Oh yeah, I love the rain.
side wheel spin, and I think about her when I hear that whistle blow. I can't change my mind. Oh, I knew all the time that she'd go, but that's a choice I made long ago. Listen to the
just a fantasy that I'd been hanging on to far too long. Take a cue from everything I see in you. maybe now I finally will. And it feels like
that last song was the Emily Zuzik Band with their song Feels Like Rain from their 2011 album The Wild Joy of Living. Zuzik is a Los Angeles resident and a singer and songwriter that covers a wide variety of types of music, but is described most notably as Americana. She has released 17 albums in her over 20 years of playing music. At the start of the pandemic, she did a benefit concert for Masks for Docs to support the doctors' need for high-quality masks during the pandemic. This next song is from an artist from Portland, Oregon called Big Water, also known as Robert Salvaggio. He is a big man at 6'5" and takes his stage name from when he spent time at Lake Tahoe. The indigenous name Tahoe means big water. Salvaggio has been singing since he was little and got his first guitar at age 26 while he was in Germany. He is a singer-songwriter that loves life and has spent nearly 3 decades playing music as a self-described optimist. And he is trying to get us to understand that we are all connected. He has a BA in communication from Ohio State University and has 20 years experience teaching recreation and outdoor life to children and adults, hoping to inspire and help kids develop their creative minds for use in everyday lives. His song, Let It Rain, is on his 2015 album, What?
Do. like a runaway train. Well, it's 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. My head is burning up like a wildfire. The more I think and think, the less I seem to know. I close my eyes and look up to the sky. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, oh let it rain. Let that water come and wash these blues away. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, oh let it rain. That falling water come and wash these blues away. Time, y'all. Do you do? Well, it's 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Head is burning up like a wildfire. The more I think and think, the less I seem to know. I close my eyes and look up to the sky. Let that water come and wash these blues away. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, oh let it rain. That falling water come and wash these blues away. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, oh let it rain. Let that water come and wash these blues away. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, oh let it rain. Falling water, come and wash these blues away. That falling water, come and wash these blues away. That falling water, come and wash these blues away.
KQUA LP Roseburg, a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. Umpqua Watersheds is dedicated to the protection and restoration of the ecosystems of the Umpqua Watersheds and beyond through education, training, advocacy, and ecologically sound stewardship. More information at umpquawatersheds.org and on Facebook.
Bottles gather.
That last song was from the 1992 debut album of Blind Melon, a band formed in Los Angeles in 1990, consisting of 5 members. No Rain was their most famous song and reached number 20 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on both the Billboard Album Rock Tracks and Modern Rock Tracks charts. Band member Brad Smith, who is credited with writing most of the song No Rain, said, "The song is about not being able to get out of bed and find excuses to face the day when you have really, in a way, nothing," unquote. The music video was on VH1's Top 100 Music Videos of All Time list. Sadly, lead vocalist Shannon Hoon died from a cocaine-induced heart attack in 1995, and the band dissolved in 1999. They have reformed with the original members Rogers Stevens and Christopher Thorne, as well as Glenn Graham. This next song is by British musician, songwriter, and author Graham Parker from his solo album Don't Tell Columbus, released in 2007. Born in 1950, Parker was inspired as a teenager by the success of the Beatles, but he couldn't play music. After numerous odd jobs, and in his early 20s, he began in earnest to improve his musical skills and formed a band called Graham Parker and the Rumors, which gained popularity. But by 1980, the band dissolved, and Parker went on to his solo career. A brief reunion of the band after 30 years produced 2 albums. Parker has 14 solo albums and numerous other projects. His song, Hard Side of the Rain, is next.
Twisted shards of metal silhouetted against the sky. The dust may never settle, but those clouds keep rolling by. Ignorance and folly are the order of the day, but nothing lasts forever. It might seem that way, it might seem that way, but there's a brand new day. Yeah, there's a
on a losing streak. And you can't see the victory come. Well, you can't win every battle. I bet you can win some. Yeah, you can win some. You know you gotta win some.
Thank you. can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the rain against my window, 'cause he ain't here with me.
Song was Falling Rain by Tennessee-based band Raining Sound from their 2014 album Shattered. The band started in 2001 and they have 8 studio albums. The band's main singer, songwriter, and lead guitarist is Tennessee-born Greg Cartwright, also known by his stage name as Greg Oblivion. This next song is from John Hiatt, called Feels Like Rain, from his Greatest Hits album released in 1998. Hiatt was born in 1952 in Indiana. He learned to play the guitar when he was 11 and played with a wide variety of bands, including the Four Fists and John Lynch and the Hangmen. His musical styles include new wave, blues, and country. He has been nominated for 9 Grammy Awards, and his song, Sure As I'm Sitting Here, became a top 40 hit. He has released 22 studio albums, 2 compilation albums, and 1 live album. The song Feels Like Rain that Hiatt wrote was first released by Buddy Guy in 1993. This has been Earth in Tune, a music show supported by Umpqua Watersheds on KQUA.org. If you have an original song that mentions rain and you want it featured on the show, email me, janice@umpquawatersheds.org. I'll be back next week with more songs that mention rain. I'll be back next week with more songs that mention rain.
Down here the river meets the sea. And in the sticky heat I feel you open up to me. Love comes out of nowhere, babe, just like a hurricane, and it feels like rain. And it feels like rain. Lying underneath the star, right next to you, I'm wondering who you are and how do you do. That ain't no cause for us to leave.
feel it